Blog Talk Radio.
For the next 30 minutes here on another episode of Living by Design. I am very excited to be with you this evening. We have a great show as usual, and I want to just make this announcement. I made the announcement last week, and I'm going to say it again because it bears repeating. My new book, Lies, Love, and Life, How to Uncover and Discover the Real You, is available. You can get it from Amazon or my website. If you order it from my website, you will receive a free MP3 download of your choice. I have a vast, vast choice of resources in the C. Holloway Hill Learning Library, and you can select any of those audio programs when you purchase the book. Now, the book, it's all about how to get out of that self-lie trap, and it's the trap that we so easily get caught into by telling ourselves self-sabotaging, self-lies, this is going to be a miserable day, I'm not going to be successful, I can't get this done right, so many things, I'm too old, I'm too this, I'm too that, I'll never find true love, this is never going to work out, I've always been this way, I can't change. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on, and the masks that we wear and the masquerades that we play and the pretense and the denial, and it's all about how to get out of that trap and get yourself on a path where you can live an abundant life. So it's a great book. There's some excerpts there if you want to take a quick peek at it. And please go to the website. It's www.cholowayhill.com. And I really am anxious to hear your feedback. So I wanted to make that announcement. And I also want to just go ahead and move on to my guest for the evening. I am so excited to have this individual to join me because I am just really inspired by the piece or the excerpt that I read from his book, Back from Heaven's Front Porch, Mr. Danny Batter. And I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, Danny. You'll tell me when you come on the line. But he's an inspirational speaker and a writer, and he has done some intense observations. And I can't wait to hear about his principles that he calls Jackrabbit. It's not spelled Jackrabbit like you would think. It's J-C-K-R-B-B-T. So I'm very excited about hearing about that and everything else that he's been working on. So I'm going to go ahead and bring our guest for the evening on the line. Danny, are you there?
I am. Hello, Kathy. How are you?
I am great. I'm great. Now, how do you pronounce your last name?
Yeah, it's Bader with a long A.
Oh, Bader. Okay, Danny. Bader. Great. Danny Bader. Okay. Now, Danny, your website is fantastic. So let's just go ahead and get that right off the bat. Tell our listeners how to reach you. What's your website?
Well, thanks, Kathy. It's www.dannybader.com. That's all one word, DannyBader. So thanks for the feedback.
Yes, I absolutely love your website, and I did read the excerpt from your book. Now, is that your latest book, or what is that? What book is?
Yeah, thanks, Kathy. That is my latest and my first.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I actually just got the copies today at the house, so I finally saw it live, and that was exciting.
Oh, don't you love that when you actually have it in your hands?
Very good feeling, yes. Very good feeling. My
yes.
kids liked it, too.
Oh, good. Well, I love the way it looks, and I love the way you have a picture of the front and back cover. I mean, you have a full picture, and the website is very well done. So for everyone who's listening, if you could just take a minute, go to Danny's website, you definitely will be inspired. And, Danny, I tell you, it sounds like you've got a lot going on. I love some of the things you have on your website, especially what you say about be still and know thyself.
Yes.
And then you talk about develop a vision and support. So I'm going to just start with be still. Let
sure.
me hear you talk about that, because I love that one.
Great. Yeah, I think that's one of the principles that I kind of distilled from my journey that I had. And for me, you know, be still is so important because we're just inundated with distraction, especially with technology now. Technology is certainly great. We can leverage it to help us get more things done. But I don't think there's anything more vital to really getting in touch with yourself and within that self, our spiritual source, which for me is, you know, I follow the teachings of Jesus Christ. So I think it's really, really important to block out time in our day, in our week, maybe monthly, maybe yearly, to take a little 2-day sabbatical, and just to try to be quiet. Because I say in the book, if you get a chance to read it, it's often in the absence of sound that we hear the most. So as you talked about, so many of us, myself included, you know, we're still kind of struggling to move forward and you know, move into some new visions that we have for ourselves and our career and our family. And it really, really helps to energize and to slow down. You know, I think for the first 9 months of our existence, right, we were in a really quiet, peaceful place in our mother's womb, and then rarely do we get back to it. We just go at 400 million miles an hour in this world. So really important to carve out time to be still. And most people say, well, Danny, I can't find the time to be still. And anytime, Kathy, anybody says that, you've certainly been familiar with it, we're never going to find the time. A person
right.
has really got to shift into a proactive mode to say, you know what, this is important to me, and I'm going to create the time to be still,
right.
to exercise, to work on my vision, to spend time with my significant other, to spend time in a spiritual practice. So, yeah, be still is a really simple principle, which I think they all are, but when you start to pull the threads, they can really add some value.
Yeah, I just saw something on Facebook, actually, when I was out there promoting my show for today, and it was a quote. I can't remember who. I always like to give credit to the quotes, but the quote was, if you only pray when you're in trouble, then you're in trouble. And
yeah.
I loved that quote because that is so very true.
I like that one, yeah.
Yeah, I love that one. And the concept about being still and being silent, and I don't think people truly understand the power of silence. And if you think about it, Danny, we all have questions about how to handle a situation, or there's something going on in our lives, whether it's a personal situation or a professional career situation or anything. We will ask 90 gazillion people for their opinions.
Right.
And then we have all of these people's voices in our heads because everybody has their own opinion and their own thoughts about it. And now instead of you tapping into the most powerful thing that you possess, which is your relationship with the higher power, your God, you've allowed everybody else to muddy it up and put a lot of weeds up in your mind. So now you've got to clear all that junk out and clear all those other voices out so that you can be still and hear the voice of God.
Yep. Well said. I agree. I absolutely agree. And even throughout the day, too, I'll encourage people as I work with executives or so, just to take a little time out. And if they're people of spiritual practice, great. And if not, I say just take 4, 5, 6 minutes. Lower your laptop, turn off your iPhone or your BlackBerry or whatever, and just sit still. And if you're sitting in a chair, try to let your butt sink as far into that chair as you can. And sprout
right.
your shoulders and try to breathe as slow as you possibly can. And you'd be
right.
amazed at when people start to do that 2 or 3 times a day, the value they have in terms of coming
yeah.
back with focus and hearing some answers. So most people have the answers inside. They're just not, you know, creating the space for that answer to come forth.
Yeah, they're full of noise. They're full of noise.
Yeah.
Because I would also add to that, I love to be still, and that's why I wanted to start out with that. But I also want to add to that and say, quiet your thoughts. Be still and silence the voices. And that's why I made the comment about, you know, instead of you trying to get the answer from the inside, from your
mm-hmm.
higher power, you ask everybody around you. So get all those voices out of your head. Clear all the noise out and be still. If you can combine those two, you will be amazed at how it could change your life.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I agree.
So I'm really curious about the jackrabbit. I want to hear some about the principles that you call jackrabbit. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So jackrabbit, I just call it JTKRBBT just for something different, you know, take the vowels out. The jackrabbit principles I came up with, I really discovered them, and I was forced to discover them. So I didn't sit
mm-hmm.
down one day and say, hey, let me put together a coaching model here and figure out what principles, if practiced, you know, would drive people to be happy and fulfilled. I had an accident in 1992 that left a friend of mine dead. It was an electrical accident, and I died for a brief period of time that day as well. You know, I remember the scene. I remember leaving my body and going to a very, very peaceful place. The guy that came to me first said, "You were dead. Your eyes were rolled back. You were foaming at the mouth. You had no heart rate, you know, no breathing or anything." And he tried CPR, nothing worked. He ran to call 911, came back past me. I was still out. And I was, because I went to a very dark, loving place, and there's no question in my mind that I was with God, and I was starting to cross over. There was further for me to go, and that's why I titled the book Back from Heaven's Front Porch, because I have six brothers and a sister, and I was speaking with one of my brothers one time, Paul, and I was talking to him about the experience, and I said, "Paul, it was so loving, it's so peaceful, and I knew that I was moving away from this life, and I was okay with it. But then I asked about Mom and my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, what about them?" And that's when I came back. And he kind of laughed, and I remember we were having a beer at a family party, and he just said, "Maybe you just were on Heaven's Front Porch." And that's kind of what stuck with me. So when I came back, and obviously my friend had died, so the next 6 months, year and a half, were really, really a dark time for me that really challenged me to continue in this life. And at one point, I said to myself, I finally switched over and I said, "I need to get better," because prior to that, I wasn't even focused on better. I was focused on how unfair it was and you know, God wasn't good, how he let my friend die with three young kids. So at some point, I did say, "What do I need to do to get better?" And for me, that was the first time that I held a vision. So at the core of my model and the title of my blog is, it all begins with vision. So many people want to get to a different place from where they are, but they haven't
mm-hmm.
put in the time to really paint the picture of what that place is. And still in a vision, you know, that which we can imagine that's not real yet. So the ability to get vision is where it all starts, and then certainly you got to take the action every day to drive that into a reality. The other principles are be still, seek support, evolve, and know thyself. And what happened is, for my journey, Kathy, to get better and to be alive again, not just living, which is a big difference for me, there are the five principles that started to come forth for me as I really studied it. So many people never think about the principles that guide their life. I was forced to. I mean, I had no choice but to slow down and force myself to figure out, what do I need to focus on to get better again? So those five principles I call jackrabbit, because when I did put it into a model some years later at a coaching school, and they said, "Okay, now you got to come up with a model." And I'm like, "Well, this should be easy because I lived it." You know, I kind of coached it myself. And as I was looking for a name for my company and I wanted to, you know, get an animal as a logo, I did some search around vision, and the jackrabbit, this is why I call it jackrabbit, the jackrabbit has some of the best vision of the animal kingdom, because its eyes sit very far back on its head and very high up. So it can essentially see behind it, sideways, frontwards, and above. So that, for me, I'm like, man, that is exactly the connection I'm trying to make for people to be happy and fulfilled. Let's really have an awareness to all the parts of our life and which ones need to be different. Let's create a vision around it. And then to live into that vision, you've got to find time to be still. You've got to seek support, both externally from other people, from books, and also internally from your self-talk. As you talked about as we were teeing up the show, all that negative chatter that continues to go on, those paradigms that we hold, the limiting beliefs, you know, folks, whatever we call them, you got to be conscious of that and then shift and start to be more positive about it. And then know
right.
yourself, you know, what parts of yourself need to change or need to grow in order to support you moving towards your vision. And then
mm-hmm.
ask other people and say, hey, you know me pretty well. What parts of me do you see that need to change or need to grow to help me move towards this vision? So the model, you know, circular, they're all connected. You may need to apply some of the principles a little bit more intensely than others, but I've found that when I apply them, I move towards a happier and then more fulfilling existence for sure.
You know, I love everything you said, Danny. And it all centers around everything I heard you say. It all comes back to one basic root foundation. The core is to be open for change. And because of the experience that you went through, it puts you in a position where you had to be open for change.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you came back from a very, you know, you came back from death pretty much, but, you know, you came back from that for a reason. So you've got to be open and open your mind and ask your higher power, what do you want me to do? And so be still, know thyself, and having a vision and the evolution and seeking support, it all fits. It all makes sense.
Sure. Sure. To evolve is to go, the definition I use is to undergo continuous and gradual change. So many
mm-hmm.
of us go through positive events in our life, and we celebrate, which is great, but we never slow down to really say, okay, how can I change through that positive outcome? What did I do really
right.
well that I want to continue to do and that I want to strengthen? And then on the other side, often when we have the negative events like I did, I needed to change through that. I needed to embrace that whole experience and figure how was I going to come out on the other side different. And once I did and I kind of surrendered myself to that process, it didn't happen overnight, but things started to move in the right direction. And my brother, another one of my brothers, you know, we had a great close family, and I'm so thankful for them. Actually, just one sister, today is her birthday, so I left her a voicemail, my sister Trish. My brother gave me a quote by George Bernard Shaw. It said, life is not about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself.
I love that. It's my mantra.
Mm-hmm. And I was so
Absolutely.
Much trying to find my way. And rarely do we do that. You say, I want to find the right job. I want to find the right spouse. I want to find time to do this. I want to find a better relationship. And it's just, we got to shift and just stay creative. And you really
That's
can't
right.
create something until you get clear on what the vision is.
That's right. And I really love what you said, Danny, about learning from positive events, because, of course, we all try to focus on, oh, the negative, oh, something bad happened, I had a health issue, I had a job loss, or I had a relationship failure. And we look at those as something trying to get our attention so that we can learn from it, but no one really ever thinks about the positive things that you go through and the situations that are to be celebrated and something that may happen that is wonderful and great in your life. And you should
right.
also look at that and ask, you know what, this is great. I have the utmost gratitude that this happened and this occurred. But now what does this mean? What level should I go to next? Which move should I make next? And again, it goes back. This is a great cycle. It goes back to being still and getting those answers.
Right. Yep. I agree, Kathy. You got it.
Yep. So I love that about the positive events as well as the life-changing events that, you know, may not be so positive. I think every single thing that we encounter, every person that we come across in our life, every situation, every circumstance, every obstacle, everything is there to help us grow into the divine person that God planned us to be. everything that has happened in our life up to this point, our journey, God already knew it. He already knew it.
Yep. I agree. I agree. After the accident, I tried so hard to find the reason, you know, and just put so much energy into that. And sometimes finding the reason, it seems like forward motion, but it's really a kind of stagnation. You just have that faith. You have that trust. You figure out where you are and what needs to be different. And then, as I said again, get that vision.
Yep.
So, you know, people ask, you know, and sometimes they're very complimentary, and I'm certainly humbled by it. They go, oh, my gosh, this is a great model. These principles are wonderful. And I
say,
I really didn't create these. I just kind of uncovered them. And this is Danny Bader's spin on it. So if you, you know, if you like them, you're certainly welcome to them. You can call them whatever you want. But I think when we get it, most of us go, yeah, this is common sense. But then what we really want to do is reconsider, are we applying them on a consistent basis? That's the key.
Right.
With anything, it's completely and consistently, the more we make it the habits and the rituals, then we're good. So my hope is, you know, with the book, Kathy, and with some of my other work, that it really just provides a framework for people. And they slow down and say, well, this makes sense. Let me see what changes I can start to experiment with in my life and see if it moves me towards that better place.
That's right. And I love your one about know thyself, because that's one that so many people struggle with. Know thyself. Well, be still. Of course, we know that that's a very powerful one. But knowing yourself, who are you? When I conduct so many workshops, I always have an exercise where I take my attendees through a self-awareness type of exercise. And when I start talking about how well do you know yourself, and what are your strengths and your weaknesses and your passions, and what is your purpose, and what are you drawn toward, what do you jump out of bed every morning, they don't have a clue.
Right.
I mean, all they can think about, well, they're drawn towards someone else who they're in a relationship with, or well, I know that I want to have a lot of money. I want, you know, that, and everything that they're saying is just so shallow, and it's always tangible things, external things, but you've got to know the internal you. What are your unique gifts and talents that you were born with? What is your purpose? If you're going to ask the question why, make sure that why is why am I here?
Right. Absolutely. And that is work in process. You know, people try to figure it out, and they say, well, when I get this figured out, it'll be good. And I say, you never get it figured out.
That's right.
You just keep working on where the pressure is.
That's,
you know,
right. It's a journey. It's not a destination.
You got it. And so often, too, there's a great book called Leadership and the Art of Self-Deception. You're probably familiar with it. The Arbinger Institute.
Yes.
And they talk about the biggest problem often is the leader's inability to see how they themselves contribute to what they're blaming others for.
Mm.
So I know so many times I was blaming everybody else in the world for the situation that I was in, rather than stopping and say, okay, how are you, Danny, contributing to this? If you don't like the job that you're in right now and you're not earning the money that you want, how are you contributing to it?
I so agree.
Yeah.
And let's add to that the excuses and denial. And excuses, denial, and justifying behavior. And I even say this in my book. Let me just be clear on that. Excuses, denial, and justifying your behavior are one and the same.
Yes.
If there is something that you claim that you want, a goal that you're trying to go after, but you can't get to it because of this, then you're making an excuse, you're in denial, and you're justifying your reason for not accomplishing your goal. So that's why I love Know Thyself, because you've got to know, and that's what my book talks about. You've got to recognize these patterns. You've got to recognize when you're making excuses. You've got to recognize that you're doing it. You can't fix what you don't face.
Sure. That's it. And it happens in so many simple areas of our life, too, Kathy. You know, our relationships with a person, and, you know, you're going in and you almost shudder when you're going to see this person because you've already predicted the outcome. You know, it doesn't go well. And as you said, you're not stopping to see, what am I doing that contributes to this?
That's right.
And how can I start to experiment with some different way of being and see if that drives an outcome? Because most people don't want to go into a circumstance and have a negative outcome.
That's right.
I mean, we don't wake up, you know, we don't wake up in the morning and say, "Oh, I want to hate my job." You know, I want to struggle financially. I want to argue with, you know, my father or my mother-in-law, my spouse, my whoever. You know, most people don't want that, but that's, as you said, that's what they're. You know, we just get so stuck in our ways. And trust me, I've been there many times, and I still get back there. It's not perfect, not as much as I used to, because I'm still a student, kind of my own philosophy here, and just keep working at it.
Exactly, exactly. And we're all a work in progress. I'm nowhere near where I have been in my life, but I'm nowhere close to where I'm going to be, because it's a journey. It's continuous. We continue to grow and go. And everything that we encounter, whether happy, good, bad, or indifferent, it is helping to move us along this journey. So we've got to be mindful that everything that happens in our life happens for a reason. Whether it feels good or whether it doesn't, it happens for a reason. And we've got to stop looking at the negative obstacles as why me, and ask yourself, why am I here instead?
Right. Yes,
so
we do.
I love your principles. I think they're absolutely wonderful. I think you're absolutely wonderful, and I'm encouraging everyone. We're coming up on our last couple of minutes, our last minute or so of the show, and I knew the interview was going to go very fast because, Danny, you've just got a lot of great information, and I want to encourage everyone to please, please, please go to Danny's website. It is Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, Bader, B-A-D-E-R. That's one word, Danny Bader, D-A-N-N-Y, B-A-D-E-R.com. And it looks like you can purchase your book from your website. Is that right?
Yeah, Kathy, you know, we can probably do that in the next 2 days. I've got my website working on my website. It is available up on Amazon right now for pre-order, and it will be shipped the 21st, so within the next week. So if you're, you know, if the folks are kind of moved by it, had some people read it, and it's a good story. It's told through characters. So my character in the book is Jake. I had a hard time writing the book, you know, as Danny, so I found that when I kind of put it into characters, and most of it is truth. You know, it's certainly based on my experience. So I think the readers will enjoy it, and hopefully it'll just slow them down and get them to reconsider. I'm sure there's a lot of great people out there, you know, that are just trying to move to a better place, like all of us. Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to get my copy, and I will be first in line to place my pre-order. So, Danny, thank you so, so much for your wealth of knowledge. You have been absolutely amazing, and I'm so proud of everything you've done. I'm so proud of you listening to that inner voice to know and creating your jackrabbit philosophy. It's just all wonderful, and I'm happy that we have our shows on archive, because I know this one is going to be one of the most demanded downloads that we've had on the show thus far. So I'm actually going to end with a quote that someone shared with me today, and it's just so applicable to everything we've talked about. It's applicable to everything we've talked about this evening, and I don't know who the quote is by, because I like to get credit, but I'm not sure. The friend didn't tell me who wrote it, but it said, "Man says, show me, and I'll trust you. But God says, trust me, and I'll show you." Yes, I love that. So I want to end on that note. And again, thank you, Danny, for joining us this evening. And we're going to sign off for now on the Living by Design show, but we will be back next week with another episode of Living by Design. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.